Charlie Martin is on the line.
Charlie.
Youngsy, how are you, my friend?
How you doing, sweetheart? I'm glad to hear from you, buddy.
Well, I can't believe that, you know, I was sitting here prepared with another Dick Young's bare butt story, and it's already been taken. I hope this hasn't been just like one long string of bare butt stories.
No, yours would be the second. We could use one. I mean,
That's okay. I can move on from that.
Charlie, that's why I don't wear underwear now. You never want to miss a good shot. You know what I mean?
Too much information.
Charlie, when were you on KIOA? And tell us about your relationship with
Dick. I first met Dick Young's. Actually, I'll tell you, my mother had to drive me to work. That's how young I was when I started on the radio. And the first two people I met at the radio station were Dick Young's and Max Rauer.
Oh, Max Rauer, yeah.
There was these two huge guys, and I'm like 15, and, you know, Max was just kind of this bear of a man, and, you know, you'd be introduced, and it would just kind of be, and so, you know, I accepted that, because I'm just terrified, obviously, and here's Dick Young's, and he was so nice to me, and so kind, and so helpful, and the immediate thing I remember about Dick Young's, well, of course, he didn't have any underwear on, but the other thing I remember is Dick Young's, and I don't know, you'd have to know him in the radio business and be around him, he may have the most beautiful handwriting I've ever seen.
He does have beautiful handwriting.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's like a lithograph or something.
That's great.
Hey, Charlie. And I thought, my God, is that part of the job?
He signs his name perfectly on the log every day.
He does.
Yeah.
I was 15, I had horrible handwriting. And I thought, oh, my God, they're going to fire me because I have horrible handwriting.
Charlie, we appreciate you calling in today.
Well, listen, Dick, all my love and a great career, my friend, your great loyalty and friendship, and for all those wonderful people in Des Moines who get to listen to you all the time, they are very, very lucky. I love you, my friend.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, buddy.